All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I am Jay Taylor, your host, and I'm talking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the 17th day of May, 2022. And we do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. And I'd also like to invite you to send any comments you have about this show, send it along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number for taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors. They are the ones that make this show possible. Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Aloro Resources, Core Asset Corp, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining, and Reyna Gold Corp. Although I am very bullish on gold, given global and economic conditions, I am concerned about a number of potential problems for the mining sector, and especially the mineral exploration sector, given the current political climate. Gold and gold shares have been declining, along with stocks and bonds. That's fairly typical, actually, when we start having a bear market, when the margin clerk calls for the loans to be repaid, the investors, the debtors have to sell what they're able to sell, in order to pay the margin clerk. And gold and silver always have a bid, so that's always one possibility, one asset that can be sold and usually is sold in the early stages. However, once the Federal Reserve, central banks start to print money again to try to pump up the economy, then or even before that starts, the gold market usually knows something and starts bidding up the price, and it usually rebounds very well. I expect the same will happen again, with the next time that quantitative easing, the next bunch of quantitative easing is unleashed. But what happens? The bigger issue that I have in my mind and my concern is what happens if the dollar loses its reserve status and the Chinese and Russians succeed in replacing the U.S. dollar with a commodity and/or gold-backed monetary system. Now, that may sound far out and just kind of a crazy notion to many of you. But more and more people are starting to see that as a possibility, given the recent actions that Russia took requiring payment for their gas and oil in their own currency, in Russian rubles or in gold. Where will capital come from if that is the case, if the U.S. dollar loses its reserve status and more importantly, if the U.S. dollar loses its purchasing power dramatically, as Alistair MacLeod and other guests on this show have suggested would be the case? Well, I put those questions to Alistair himself, Quentin Henning, as well as Michael Oliver. And here are some comments from Alistair with regard to that. And I quote, "Obviously, a loss of purchasing power for fiat currencies will be reflected in rising gold and silver prices. So in the early stages of a currency collapse, we can expect mining stocks to outperform equities generally. If they occur, the latter stages of a currency collapse might be very different. During bear market consolidations, I would expect share prices for mines to attract significant interest, and if consolidations last more than a few months, I would expect capital to come available, at least in a brief window. Regarding the question of capital, where will it come from if the dollar's purchasing power is wiped out? Alistair had this to say, and I quote, "Good point, Jay, particularly if my view is correct, and that is fiat currencies will collapse in a John Law-style crisis. I agree this will be a problem. A collapse of the world of fiat money will at least temporarily hamstring mines producing traditional money, i.e. gold and silver. Of course, the U.S. government has no intention or desire to support a gold and silver monetary system, and so they would have no concern about gold and silver mining projects. But we investors could end up respecting those commodity-backed currencies, particularly while Western governments have their heads in the sand regarding what real money actually is, end of quote. That was Alistair MacLeod's response to my concerns. Michael Oliver came back with more of a traditional response that you would expect from Michael with his technical analytical expertise. It's olivermsa.com where people can sign up for his excellent newsletter. I strongly suggest serious investors considering doing so. To these same concerns, Michael responded, and I just here's what he mostly from his last newsletter last weekend, his weekend missive, the 360-degree letter that comes from MSA. He said, most major portfolio asset categories are in the early months of a major decline of historical proportions. And even if the stock market bounces for a while from our predefined bounce levels, that will only interrupt the major decline in prime asset categories. And this time it's stocks and bonds. And that spells devastation for investors, pension funds, economic data points, governments, etc. Where do we turn then? We continue to argue that it will be gold and silver. And yes, gold is a traditional asset category, but one that most mainstream asset managers like to ignore or keep somewhat sidelined because it implies something negative for the rest of their portfolio if they choose to embrace it. But many have been embracing gold in recent months. That's quite evident. Then with regard to gold, Michael said, just giving some target numbers here, he was looking at something on the order of 1871 for Monday, but he's looking at something dropping. That average drops very dramatically such that by Friday, if we were to clear something like $1,849, he would see an all clear on the upside for gold. With respect to silver, he's looking at something along the lines of $20.91 by Friday. Well, I checked a little while ago, and silver was selling at $21.59. Actually, he said if we get to $21.44 by Tuesday, well, we're at $21.59 right now. Wednesday, $21.25. So by those numbers, it would seem as though Michael is setting up to be quite bullish on silver at this stage and gold as well, but especially silver, because it looks as though we are already at those key numbers, breakout numbers. Well, silver has been a bit more strong than gold in the last couple of days, so perhaps we are on to something more significant for the precious metals. Quentin Henning expressed some concerns about regulatory excesses, rising operating costs for mines, and a shortage of skilled miners that are less directly related to the geopolitical issues than Alistair addressed, but important nonetheless, important issues that Quentin is raising. And he's voiced his concerns recently with this decline in the precious metals markets, more difficulty. Not a lot of difficulty, but certainly money isn't flowing as easily to exploration projects as it was before this latest decline in gold and silver. I should mention the second half of today's show, we will be talking to Kevin Duffy. And Kevin, who is the author of the Coffee Can Portfolio, has some really interesting things to say about these markets. Kevin was a real ideologue and made a huge amount of money with his hedge fund in 2008-2009. But then when things got good again, Kevin was having trouble making money. I mean, so he sort of figured out ways to play both sides of the market. And I think he's a much better investor now than he was when he made a killing in 2008-2009 by being on the right side of the market. A lot of different ways, very interesting ways to look at the market, ways to make money, both in bull markets and bear markets. And so I'm really looking forward to Kevin. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show. But when we I do have to go to break now. When we, as soon as we come back, we'll have John Rubino with us. I want to ask John if he has some ideas about how mining projects might get funded if Alistair MacLeod's views and the views of some other guests on this show come to pass. That is, if we see the dollar losing its reserve currency status and the dollar loses vast portions of its purchasing power, how will mining projects get funded? Well, how will capital be supplied in the United States in general for all manner of needs that we have? And those are ideas that I want to explore with John as well, and maybe Kevin Duffy as well in the second half of today's show. We're going to go to break now, but don't go away, because John Rubino will be with me right as soon as we return. Don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.